all of the bechinas were by the Gimel, or some of them are. Are
it's not so much. Much more by email.
Okay, email's easier. Okay. Right. Yeah, there's an expression in English, too close for comfort. Something happens, something bad happens, but it's far away. So somehow we take comfort in that, you know, it's not near me, so it's probably a false comfort, but especially if it's Yiddish Tzar, it's for sure a false comfort. But nonetheless, that's psychologically, even Chazal says, you know, Echem Echabur, Shemei Sidugu Kola Chabur, but if it's not one of the Chabur, then it's far away. Somehow we feel more secure when it's far away. When it's close, it shakes us up, you know, and we know that it's we're in the crosshairs too. Yes, not really much, you know. I thought I would just read for you a little bit of Chaim Eiser, and that has Nachdam to Achiezer. Chaim Eiser published the first volume of Achiezer in 1922, and that whole period was the period from the beginning. World War One was really just one crisis after another, and Chaim Eiser was a Yom Shel Yisrael. Everything came through Chaim Eiser's desk. And he was ma'amish min avoykad orif. He was busy with people coming, and every issue came to his desk, every tzara, every it's really a pella he was able to write. Where did he have time to write to write his chuvas? This kayach was able to do more than one thing at the same time. I had an uncle, Reb Yudel Kagan, who was very close to Chaim Eiser, and so Chaim Eiser was the whole morning. He was busy with all through breakfast. He was busy with people. People were coming in. And he was talking to them and opening letters, reading letters, responding to letters. Mamish, like you saw, Mamish, not a free moment. And then it was a couple of minutes of Chaim Eiser after Yudel, and he had a Ryan in learning. He told him Soteretz and something in learning. So Reb Yudel Kagan asked him, when did he think of it? So he said, over breakfast. So I guess that's how he was able to. That's how he functioned. Anyway, so he writes in the introduction to the Achiezer, his famous introduction. Machshavos tugo misreitzotzos bekerav leiv choshev. The person has a leiv choshev, a sensitive heart. Then he thinks sad thoughts. Im shas cherem kazois. It's such a time of emergency. Mechuvenes lahitzi svarim lo oilim. Is this the time to be publishing svarim? After all, a person has a right to ask. Am Yisrael tevei b'yam shel demayis v'atam oimrim shira. Chai Yisrael are drowning in a sea of tears, and this is a time to say shira. Marseinu machriveinu, those who are going to destroy us, mibayis and michud, from within and from without. Chesrim tachatira tachas yisrael de'a Torah, they're trying to undermine the Torah. V'chamorim u'olim u'feitzitzim, all kinds of poison gases and explosions. V'oim l'kakeh esabira kulu, they want to destroy the whole building. And you're busy with making nice decorations and Hechel Hashem is burning. You're busy with making nice decorations. That's the strength of Klai Yisrael in every generation, in every period. Even at a time when sword was at their neck, their preoccupation was Teres Hashem. Even at the time of the Churban Habayis, when the very survival of the nation was in danger. Ubeis Chaskus had Stukim, and the time when the Stukim were in ascendancy, and Yiddishkeit was in danger. Leisichu haprushim regam itayres Yisrael. Nonetheless, the Chachamim never stopped being Isaac in Torah at the highest level. Yavne v'chachamel leisuut mutzul meish. Yavne v'chachamel. The time of the Korban itself. Asher yal yodem nishmar v'nimzrak v'kabbalah. Through them, the Messiah was preserved. And at that time, during those terrible years, that's when the Mishnah was edited and finished, and the Gemara, in which is contained the whole Messiah of Arab, everything that we have. All of the light of the Torah is ensconced there. And wherever Klal Yisrael wandered, Kol Mokim Shegala, Shechina Imay, wherever they went, Heichin Mishkan Ohaloi Lulmei Torah, they established yeshivas. V'yam Migolus Yisrael Mi'atzel Nifzika Shal Sholes Haruchim Mi'eretz Mido Alidai Galinim. That never stopped. I'm skipping a little bit. Chazay Niflar Inu Gam Yomam She Bimei HaMilchama Hanero HaKibushim VaGerushim. Even the time of the Great War, the First World War, when there were refugees and there were expulsions. Kashenodr Am Yisrael Bitchum Meshavay Beita Yachad Hayeshivos Belito Bezamut, and whole communities were uprooted. Yeshivas were uprooted. Bechol Mokam Shen Nisrakim Shem Eiz Yishuv, wherever a little settlement started to form. Vayipneim Alechel Hashem Belev Umo Veruach Hatorah VaMitzvah Nishmas Am Kibtzim Yachad. They were held together by the ruach of Torah mitzvahs. V'chalachenu v'chalmokim shoyu samsu v'chalayz l'chazik z'atera v'yeshivas. And the Jews, wherever they were, they tried to have yeshivas. Rakul megal. Sorry. Anyway, more in that vein. Yeah, so that's it. You know, it's very, very difficult times, really. Very difficult times. But we have to mischazik in that which we have to mischazik all the time. We have to mischazik in the Limud Torah. That's all that we have. It's really. We once saw the movie about Shanghai, the mirror in Shanghai. Once during the. The June's man, the optional Zman. We only had a few guys. So one day we watched a documentary about the mirror in Shanghai, and there was a depiction about one of Chaim Shmulevitz's daughters. I don't remember if it was Rav Nochum's wife or Rav Zach's wife. Anyway, she was describing the train ride as they went to Vladivostok across the whole width of Russia. It was many days train ride. And she said the Hasmada was unbelievable. The ruach of Asmod on that train, you know, people were really, and they didn't know where they were. Ben Achaim Ve'Amavus, you know, everything was people were running for their lives, but they were mischazik in Limud HaTorah. In Shanghai itself, they say the Asmod was extraordinary, an extraordinary time. Shanghai so has extraordinary kaiches. Okay, let's start the next sugya. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Gufa Amar Rav Chisda, Moed Rav Nechunya Benakana Begoyimiv Chelder Shul Chaver Veacholoi Shul Chayiv Shukran Is Chayiv Begneiva Koydim Shiov Eli Yisei Chayiv." So Rav Chisda's memory, we already had that even though there's a Chiyuv Koros, and according to Rav Nechunya Benakana, a Chiyuv Koros is Kim L'Dravine. So the Chiyuv Koros, the Chayiv Ot, the Pater from the Chiyuv Neiva. Said Rav Chisda that it doesn't, because it's not simultaneous. The Chiyuv Misur is B'Shas Achila. The Chiyuv Mamun is B'Shas Agbah. And that's apparently a condition of Kimli Rabbani, that the Chiyuv Misa and the Chiyuv Mamon have to come at the same time. There's a very similar memory of Rav Yirmiyahu in Gittin, Daphne Gimel on the base. Daphne Gimel on the base. That somebody was menasech yayin, he stole yayin, and then he was menasech at Avodah Zarah. So he's also chayev, because kvan is chayev b'gneiv, kvan is chayev b'gneiv, kvan is chayev. It's probably very similar in memory to that of Rav Chisda. We'll see when we get to the Taisa Shakir Sarech Hanocha, a little later, not today. The other one has to see that, so we can get to the Taisa over there. That's, eventually we're going to get to that. You know, we have to maybe think about why do we need both of these memras? So Rav Yirmiyahu and Rav Chisda saying exactly the same thing. Is there a difference between Rav Yirmiyahu and Rav Chisda's memra? Not so clear. But in any event, that's Rav Chisda's memra. Because Chayiv and David claim Shalavi Yisachaylev. Zok the Gemara, Lema Pliga de Rav Avin. L'chayra, Rav Chisda is against Rav Avin. D'omer Rav Avin, Hazari Yichetz Mitchilis Dalu L'Sleif Al Dalu. L'kara Shrayim Bali Chosay. Somebody shot an arrow through Rav Chisda's Rav, went Dalu Amin's Rav Chisda's Rav, it's a Chiv Misa. Chiv Misa is based on. And Rav Yirmiyahu says that this Kimmel Rabbeinu Shakir Tzorech Hanochi, because even though the Kriyas HaShirayim comes before the Chiyav Misa is not until it lands, the Kriyas HaShirayim is en route, so Chayra, they're not simultaneous. Nonetheless, says Rav Avin, it doesn't matter, Akira Tzorech Hanocha, it unites, but even though they're not at the same time, you shoot the arrow, let's say at time T0, then it cuts the HaShirayim at T1, and then it lands at T2, so Chayra, it's not simultaneous. Akira Tzorech Hanocha says that no, it unifies the mis the chiyuv misa with the chiyuv mamon. So chanami hagbah tzarech achili. So here also the Gemara asks, we should say the same thing. The hagbah, when he picked up the chaylev, that was a tzarech of the achilas achaylev. My answers. Okay, Ashto, how can you compare? Hosom e efshel anocha b'lo yakira. Hocha efshel achila b'lo yakbo di boi gochen v'ochel. Let's focus on the first test. Think about it. Lushna kama. So the Moses has a chilek in this lashon. By Yizor Chayitz, not only is it akira tzarech anocha, but it's the efshel anocha b'lo yakira. Meaning not only is the akira tzarech of the hanocha, but it's a necessary tzarech of the hanocha. There is no other way to do the hanocha except by having an akira. So that's another. No, it's Rav Avin started off. We started off the Rav Avin's yisoid akira tzarech hanocha. Since the akira is a tzarech of the hanocha, so that connects the chiyumis and the chiyum moment. So now the Lishna Kama is saying, but that has a condition. The condition is that it has to be a necessary tzarech of the hanocha. If shel hanocha b'le akira, the akira is a necessary tzarech of the hanocha. But Hagbah is not necessary to the Achila. It might be Tzorech Achila. He's picking it up in order to eat it. But it's not a necessary condition of the Achila because he could do the Achila without picking it up. So not right now it happens to be Tzorech. The way he's eating it now, it is Tzorech. The Ra'a adds, even let's say his head would be tied up in such a way that he couldn't bend down. But it doesn't matter. But Etzim, the Maisa, the way it could be done, the Maisa Achila could be done without the Hagbah. Theoretically, it's possible to be gochen v'ochel. Maybe he himself, maybe has a backache, he can't do it. It doesn't matter. Be'etzem achila is possible. Be'etzem hagbah is not necessary to achila. So mevela, we don't say achila tzarech. So therefore, it may be tzarech of achila, but it's not a necessary tzarech of achila. And therefore, it's not enough to unite the chiyum misa and the chiyum mamon. That's just the infer the gemara. So what does Rashi say? Says Rashi, shakir tzarech anochi, hilkoch. Even though Rav Avin's case is still true that the chiyav mamon came before the chiyav, came before the hanocha. Nonetheless, Potter hayolu ben akira v'hanocha asilei miso. Since the chiyav misa comes, since akira is tzarech hanocha, so therefore the chiyav misa comes ben akira v'hanocha. Means it needs both. And therefore, no, I'm sorry, I'm saying it wrong. I'm punctuating it wrong. Hoyle ben akira v'hanocha asile. Since the kriyas hashirayim came between the akira and the hanocha, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. Since the kriyas hashirayim came between the akira and the hanocha, misa v'tashlum and boim ke'echot. So it's still called that misa v'tashlum and boim ke'echot. It's called that it's simultaneous in effect. Sheakira tzarech hanochi. Because since the akira is tzarech, because since akira is tzarech hanocha, umehi shaita aschelo malocha, and therefore the malocha already began by the akira. Rashi still in the kashan gemara. Rashi is even before the teretz. Rashi the dibra maskli is the gemara's kasha. Akira tzarech hanocha. The gemara doesn't know that it has to be a necessary tzarech hanocha. He's explaining the Maris Kasha. Akira Tzorech Hanocha. What does that mean? That since that even though the Chiyuv Mamon came before the Hanocha, but it still came between the Akira and the Hanocha. And since the Akira is a Tzorech of the Hanocha, so may he shayt the Aschel Melacha. The Melacha began with the Akira. Harashi means so that's it. Even though the Melacha ends with the Hanocha, and the Chiyuv Misa ends with the Hanocha, but since the Chiyuv Misa starts with the Akira, so it's Nimshach, that whole spin from the Akira till the Hanocha is part of the duration of the Chiyuv Misa. And in the middle of that span of time, there was a Chiyuv Mamon. That's enough to create Kimli Rabbanit. So Rashi is only Gemara's Kashas. Gemara's yes. So why don't we say the same thing by Chalev? So Gemara answered that there it's different because Akir Tzarech Hanocha. Mashenkin by Chalev, the boy Gochen Vachel, says Rashi, Lamatim Gimel Tvachim Vachel, Ubotsim Gimel Avak boy. So that means Rashi doesn't really explain so much the Gemara's Teretz. Rashi explained a lot the Gemara's Kasha. He explained Akira Tzarech Hanocha. That the definition of Akira Tzarech Hanocha is that the Chiyuv Misa came, that the Chiyuv Misa was Aschelo Melocha. The Melocha began by the Akira. What are the elements in Rashi? The Melocha began by the Akira. The Chiyuv Mamon came Ben Akira Vanocha. I'm just taking the phrases out of Rashi. It was Aschelo Melocha. The Melocha began by the Akira. The Chiyuv Mamon came Ben Akira Vanocha. And therefore it's called Misa V'Tashlum V'Vayim Ke'echa. Those are the three elements in Rashi. Aschel Malocha, from the Kirzari Aschel Malocha. Number two, the Chiyuv Mamon therefore is in the middle of the Malocha. It's Ben Akir V'Hanocha. And number three, that's called V'Vayim Ke'echa. Now since Rashi doesn't say anything about what's the Gemara's Teretz of Akir, of Yeshul Hanocha B'Lo Akir, the Gemara is the condition has to be necessary. Rashi doesn't say any new Hasbar over there. So presumably, the Mashmos and Rashi said that hasn't changed. The Hasbara remains the same in the Gemara's Teretz. It was the Vort of Akira Tzarech Hanocha, the meaning of Akira Tzarech Hanocha remains the same. That it's Aschel Melocha from the Akira, and the Chiyuv Mamon came between the Akira and the Hanocha, and therefore it's Boim Ke'echod. That doesn't change in the Gemara's Teretz of Yeshul Hanocha B'lo Akira. The Gemara just adds to that a condition, that we only say that it's Aschel Melocha when it's a necessary condition. When it's not a necessary condition, like by Chalev, the boy Gochen Vachel, you could do the Achilles Chalev without the Hagba. So it's not a necessary condition. So then we don't say this word of Aschel Lomaloch. So, Yesh Lodin, the first shaila here is, but this idea of Akira Chanocha, that unites the Chiyuv Misa and the Chiyuv Mamon, because Akira Tzorech Hanocha, and the Gemara's first Teretz has to be a necessary Tzorech, not just the Tzorech, but a necessary Tzorech. The Tzorech that is Yefshir Bil'Oda, it's Yefshir without it. What's that one? Does it mean that it's Yefshir Mitzad the, Mitzad the Metzias? The Metzias is that you can't do Hanocha without an Akira. It didn't go up, you can't come down. Or does it mean something deeper than that it's Mitzad the Mitzad Melechet Shabbos, the Hanocha has to have an Akira. After all, we know that's the Halacha. Like, by the way, you see over your Gemara, Akira Tzarech Hanocha. We know the concept of Akira Tzarech and Hanocha. We know from Hilchot Shabbos that the Chiyuv Hitzor has to have not only Hanocha, but it has to have a Ma'aseh Akira. So Rav Avin's concept that Akira Tzarech Hanocha, is that built on the fact that in Hilchot Shabbos, the Akira is part of the Melocha? Or it's got nothing to do. That's not what's going on here. It's nothing to do with halacha. Just a mitzias. Akir tzarech hanocha. Be mitzias. You can't have hanocha without an akir. So, Lashkov Rishon, what would you say? Mitzias. What's your right?
What's the demon to?
Because otherwise, what's the demon to chaylev? What's the word kashim from chaylev? Isn't that an obvious distinction? We should say, if akir tzarech hanocha means because in Hilchas Shabbos you need the akir is part of ma'isa mechayev, part of the chiyuv. So how can the word compare it to chaylev at all? The chayiv hagvah is not part of the chayiv. The mashal in Hilchos Shabbos, the halacha is that he has to be not only to have a chayiv carbon in Hilchos Shabbos, to be chayiv carbon for being meisim for hitzah. He has to be. The Gemara says he has to be a shogeg in the hanocha and in the akir. If he was a mezid in the Akira and a shogig in Hanocha, then he'd have chayav carbon. Because he has to be shogig mitchilah bad soif. Or if he chayav misi, he has to be mezid mitchilah bad soif. If he was a shogig in the Akira and a mezid in Hanocha, or vice versa, then it's not chayav misi, not chayav carbon. You need in order to have a chayav carbon, it has to be shogig mitchilah bad soif. In order to have a chayav misi, you have to be mezid mitchilah bad soif. Would that be true? Is there any haramina that that's true by chayav? Fellow was a mezid in the Hagbah, but he was a shogig in the Akhila. Is there a makom to say that not chayav carbon? That's not true. What does that have to do? The chi of carbon for achilas chaylev is for the achilas chaylev. If b'shas the hakbos chaylev, if he was amazed, well, it would be plimai level amir. So from the fact that the Gemara compares achilas chaylev to akir tzarech hanocha, the Chari you see the Gemara understood that akir tzarech hanocha has nothing to do with hilchas Shabbos. With that, in hilchas Shabbos, the akir is part of the machayev. What does that do with chaylev? Must be the Mar-Hel. That's irrelevant to the din of Kimli Rabbanei and to the simultaneity of Kimli Rabbanei. That's my level of Lemayr. The Akir may be part of the Machayev, but it's not. But Lemayr, when he's a Chayev, he's only by the Anocha. So here we want to make it simultaneous. We want to make it. No, it's. I ask it for a kasha. So let's assume the Gemara here is not talking mitzad the halacha. We're not talking mitzad hilchas Shabbos that you need akir tzarech hanocha in meleches Shabbos. The Gemara is saying mitzad the mitzias. Why doesn't the Gemara talk answer that? Let the Gemara answer. It's not done. Akir tzarech hanocha. Maybe that's only in hilchas Shabbos, so that akir is part of the melacha. But in achilas chaylev, where the hagbah is not part of the melacha, so we don't say akir tzarech hanocha. We don't say hagbah tzarech achim. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says yiboy gochen melacha. Then in mitzias you could do an achilu without a hagbah kilu. But if in mitzias you couldn't, do it. Then I would say Hagbah Tzarech Achil. Why does the Gemara need that teretz? Why didn't the Gemara answer that it's totally apple? It's totally different. Akir Tzarech Hanocha is because the Akir is part of the Shem Halacha, and Hagbah is not part of the Shem Halacha. It's not part of the Shem Yisrael Achil. Why didn't the Gemara say that teretz? So Al Korach HaChatoim. Not really Kasha. Not a Kasha that has a just. What you have to say is, I'm just bringing out the point. What you have to say is that the Gemara held that that's irrelevant to Kimli D'Rabbanei, because Kimli D'Rabbanei has nothing to do with what's mechayev in misa. Kimli D'Rabbanei has to do with the fact is he chayev misa or misa? Is this person chayev misa? When does he become chayev misa? By the Akira? No, he becomes chayev misa by the Hanocha. So what does Akira Tzarech Hanocha b'chal mean? Yeah, it's true. In Hilchas Shabbos, you need an Akira in order to have the Hanocha. The Melocha begins with the Akira. But the misa, when does the chayev misa happen? The chayev misa happens by the Hanocha. That's when he becomes chayev misa. So what's the idea of Akira Tzarech Hanocha? Well, apparently held that Akira Tzarech Hanocha does not mean that technically that's when the Shem Melocha began. What does that have to do? It means something else. It means that at that point he's already involved with the Ramban has lashon. He's holich lomos. The Ramban explains that kir tzarech hanocha means from that point he's a holich lomos. And the word holich lomos has nothing to do with the technicalities. Is akira part of the shem halacha? Not part of the shem halacha. What does that have to do? Is he holich lomos? So Ramban says he is a holich lomos. Why is he a holich lomos? Not because akira is part of the shem halacha. He's a holich lomos because he's already engaged with that activity that in the end is going to be mechayev misa. He's already close to the chayev misa. He's like samuch to the chayev misa because he's already in doing something that's the tzarech of the hanocha. So Gemara held. So what's the difference if it's b'mitzias or in lomos? The fact is he's a holich lomos. So why does he say b'chaylev also? From the moment that he picked up the chaylev, which was a tzarech of the achila, he's a holich lomos. So Gemara said no. B'mitzias is that there's a chiluk b'mitzias because yiboy gochen v'achol. So this activity is not necessary to the achila. That doesn't make him into a halamos. Yeah, that's one way to understand the lishna kama. But maybe the whole thing is wrong. Maybe not. Maybe la'olam will say. Maybe la'olam we could say that akira tzarech hanocha taka means mitzad l'olam d'shavay. That the akira is part in hilchas Shabbos. The akira is part of the shem aloch. I said, what's the gemara's kasha by chaylev? What does the Gemara want from Chaylev? So maybe we could say that in Echanami, that's the Gemara's teretz. The Gemara's teretz is that by Yachilas Chaylev, the Hagbah is not part of the Mechayev. So what does the Gemara want with the Boy Gochen Vachel? Maybe the Boy Gochen Vachel, that's not a Sibah. The Gemara is saying it al derech haraya. The Gemara is coming to prove. It may be an effect that the Gemara is saying is, it's Einadayim of Echal. By Hilchas Shabbos, by Rav Avin's case, the Akira is part of the Shem Halacha. Because if he didn't do Akira, he wouldn't be chayav for the Hanocha. Mashenka by Achilas Chayiv. The Hagbah is not part of the Hagbah is not part of the Mechayiv. It's not part of the Ma'ase Isser. Or Raya. Why does it need a Raya? I don't know. The Gemara brings a Raya to it. V'har Raya. I'll prove to you that the Hagbah is not part of the Mechayiv of Achilas Chayiv. Because what if he'll do an Achilas Chayiv without a Hagbah? He'll also be Chayiv. Gochen V'achil, he's also Chayiv. Either was no Hagbah. So you see that the Hagbah is not part of the Mechayiv of Achilas Chayiv. Yeah, the difficulty in this pshat is that the Gemara seems to be proving something that doesn't really need to be proved. It would seem to be self-evident to every bar beirav that hagbah is not part of the mechayev of achilas achayev. But nonetheless, maybe that's pshat in the Gemara. And the chayev says in Ramban, you know, even though Tosfos seems a little bit like would seem to be somewhat of a daichet, but the Ramban says. Ramban's a little bit later in the sugya by Gun of Kiss. I'm just picking up the Ramban in the middle. It says Ramban, "Dehodam rino yetsil akir b'lo yanocha." I'll tell you what the Ramban is busy with. The Ramban is busy with the kasha. Tosfos also asks the kasha. The Gemara later on, Behem Shechei asks, "How can Ramban say this is akir tzerach hanocha?" It says that by Gun of Kiss, Mishnah says that by Gun of Kiss, if he picked up a kiss on Shabbos to steal from Rishus Yochid, then he carried it to the Rishus Rab and put it down. So he's chayiv. He's chayiv mamon. Because even though he's chayiv, even though he's a chil Shabbos, but kind of chayiv, he's chayiv in Gneva, kaidim shiobi, the Yisra Shabbos. Fekti marwani is that kid, Sarah Hanocha. Asked Taisus, asked the Ramban, Rabbi Yosta said, you only say kid, Sarah Hanocha when it's a necessary tzarech. There's no other way to have the malocha without the akir. But by Megara Kiss, you don't have to pick up the kiss in order to have a Chil Shabbos. You could be Megara V'yotzi, you could drag the kiss along the ground, and as long as you go from a Shus Yochad to a Shus Rabim, that's also a Chil Shabbos. So I'm showing why that's so, but that's a given, that's true. You're Megara Kiss from a Shus Yochad to a Shus Rabim, that's called, even though you never picked it up off the ground. So the Ravid says, because the crossing the threshold from a Shus Yochad to a Shus Rabim is also called an Akir. Other Rishonim say because just the moving of the kiss along the floor is called an akir. It's kach lekach, but the Ma'aseh of Gemara, Tosfos asks, so there it's not the picking it up off the ground, which you need for the kinyan, Geneva, is not necessary to the Chil Shabbos. So what's the Gemara's kasha b'chal? Says the Ramban, Tosfos has a similar answer, but in the Ramban there's an extra Rishonim. Hach kushi leso, d'hod aminu yeshel anocha b'le akiru, hachik aminu, yefshel his chayiv ala hanocha ileka akiru. The Ramban answers that by Shabbos Avad is Akir Tzarech Hanocha because the Akir is part of the Malacha. The Kaimulon Linyan Shabbos Akir Tzarech Hanocha. So what difference does it make to me that there's different kinds of Akiris? He can make the Akira by picking up the kiss. He can make him, or he can not pick up the kiss and he can carry it across the threshold. Bottom line is that the Akira is part of the Mechayev Hilchos Shabbos. The Kaimulon Linyan Shabbos Akira V'Hanocha Ba'ino. So the line says Beferish that the Pshat and Akiris that Akira Tzarech Hanocha is because Kaimulon Linyan Shabbos Akira V'Hanocha Ba'ino, because it's a din in Hilchos Shabbos that you need Akira V'Hanocha. I said, what does the Gemara have to ask from Chayiv, and what does the Gemara have to answer? What does the Gemara need the teretz of Gochen V'Ochel? You buy Gochen V'Ochel. That the Gemara simply say that by Chayiv there's no such halacha. So that's the Rabban addressed that, and the Rabban said, Masha'enkin v'Ochel Chayiv, dinami Gochen V'Ochel Mechayiv, v'lav mishum hagba asulei chiyuve. What does the Rabban say? Okay, I'll read it to you again. Masha'enkin v'Ochel Chayiv, dinami Gochen V'Ochel Mechayiv, v'lav mishum hagba asulei chiyuve. Mashenkin by Chaylev, where he could be gochen v'ochel and still be chayev, v'lav mishum hagbah lechiyuva, and the chiyuv doesn't come because of the hagbah. So that's what he means to say. That the Gemara is proving the point. Lashayin by chayiv, where you see that if he's gochin v'ochel he's chayiv, so you see that lav mishum agbos lechiyuba, that the chiyuv by chayiv is not because of the hagbah. It's a raya, like I said before. The Gemara is being a raya. I'm going to show to you that by chayiv, since he boy gochin v'ochel, and you'd still be chayiv. The Gemara doesn't mean the mitzias you could do the achilah without the hagbah. The Gemara means since if you did the achilah's chayiv without the hagbah, you would still be chayiv. So you see that the chiyuv doesn't come about because of the hagbah. The chiyuv comes about because of the akir and the hanach. So l'chora, we'll see later if this is going to remain true. But at least as a point of departure, it sounds like the Ramban is saying the second approach that I'm suggesting, that yesh l'hanach b'lo akira means that in hilchas Shabbos the akira is part of the shem halach. Where you could be chayiv even with gochen v'ochel, so it's a raya that the hagbah is not part of the mechayiv.
That's what the Ramban means. How could the Gemara say "My benayu ika benayu ma'avir sakin"? The nafka mina is clear. Any other situation where we're not talking about chiyuvei hotzo, there's only one ma'aseh.
So in Echanani, first of all, but this is in Echanani. It's hard to construct the case. That Mrs. Ritva says the Gemara could have said other tevots, other nafmis. The Ritva says. Well, we'll see the Ritva, maybe different shita, so I don't know if I want to invoke the Ritva. But when the Gemara wants an after meeting, the Lishna Kama says, anyway, Sasha, the Lishna Basra also agrees to this. The Lishna Basra says, but there's a further condition. It's not enough that Akira, that a Yeshua, it's not enough that Akira is part of the Shem Alacha. You also need that he should be irrevocably committed. So what's an after meeting, Lishna Kama, Lishna Basra? A case where, yes, the Akir is necessary to the Chiyuv, but he's not irrevocably committed. But a case where, right. Okay. Yeah, so Tobi Kisser, we have two ways to learn the Lishna Kam. That's really one of the points that I want to get at. So that's so complicated. Maybe I made it too complicated. Well, there's two ways to learn Lishna Kama. What does the Gemara mean by Yesh L'Anocha B'Lei Akira? Does the Gemara mean Yesh L'Anocha B'Lei Akira in 20 words or less? What's Pshat in the Gemara Yesh L'Anocha B'Lei Akira? The Lishna Kama's teretz. Is Pshat in the Lishna Kama? Yesh L'Anocha B'Lei Akira means Mitzad the Mitzias. The Mitzias says that you can't do Anocha without Akira, because what goes up, what goes down has to first go up. Hashem HaMechelev, the Mitzias is different. But the Gemara is not saying any Chiluk in Lamdas at all. Or is Pshat in Gemara's Teretz and Pshat in Lishna Kama, Yesh L'Anocha B'Lei Akira, something entirely different? Yesh L'Anocha B'Lei Akira means that the Akira is part of the Maisa Machayev. The Maisa Machayev of the. It's a bad word to use. Or is Pshat in Gemara's Teretz is that the Akira is part of the Shem Alocha. Mashenkin Hanocha is not part of the Shem Achil. The Gemara is saying, Psalom the Shechil between Akira and. Between Rav Avin's case and Rav Chista's case. Yeah, the first way to learn is the Gemara saying a Metzias take a difference between Rav Avin and Rav Chista. Rav Avin's talking about a Metzias where you have to pick it up in order to put it down. Rav Chista talking about a Metzias where you could be Oichel without Agbah, but just a Chilka Metzias. Or is the Gemara saying, no, there's a Lundish difference. By Hilchas Shabbos, the Akira is part of the. There's a Din in Hilchas Shabbos, like the Ramban says. The Kaimulun Linyan Shabbos, Akira Vanocha Beinon. Mashenkin and Chaylev, it's not Kaimulun Linyan Chaylev that Agbah be Achila Beinon. By Chaylev, all you need is Achila. And the Gochen Rochel is just to bring out that point. That you see that we don't that in Hilchas Chaylev, you don't need Hagbah ve'achila. All you need is Achila. Those are two stonim. The Lachar and the Gemara, the passage is more the first way, but the Ramban is the Chorim avoid the second way.
See Rashi also?
Rashi doesn't say so much. Rashi really explains only the Gemara's Kash. Now, what's Mufush in Rashi is how he explains the Gemara's Kash. And what Rashi says is that it's a Gemara about simultaneity, and Rav Avin says that since they had been since Aschel Malocha by the Akira, so therefore it's called and the Kriyas Shirayim was between the Akira and the Hanocha, so therefore it's called Boim Keachod. And the Gemara and Rashi is playing in the Kashin. The Gemara then asks, so let's say the same thing by Chayla, it's Aschel Achila by the Agvah, and it should be Boim Keachod. And the Gemara's answer is, and here's for you up for grabs, either that Aschel Malocha is only where in Hilchas Shabbos it's Akira by Hanocha Beinu. And by Chaylev, it's not called Aschel Malocha because there's no din that Hagbah Bechilev in Lomdus, or the Gemara is saying in Mitzis, in Hilchah Shabbos, in the Mitzis of Shabbos, You can't don't go down if you didn't go up. So therefore, it's askel malacha. And by chaylev, in the mitzvahs of chaylev, you could have chaylev without agbo, and therefore it's not askel malachila. Rashi doesn't really explain the lishna kam. This part he doesn't explain. Now Taisus says, look at the end of Taisus Shakir Tzarech Hanocha. Taisus a line. I'm sorry, Diboy Gochen Vachel. The end of Taisus Diboy Gochen Vachel. Taisus says, "V'hu adin davi motzi lemeimar, the eshel achila b'loy hagbo, ki goin im toch v'loy chaveret." Taisus has an or here in the Gemara. The Gemara says achila is chaylev. It's eshel b'loy hagbo because he boy gochen vachel. Says Taisus, I can imagine another way. The Gemara could have said something else. That chaylev is eshel b'loy hagbo. Not because you could bend down and eat it off the floor. The Moshe could have said it maybe a more pasha this year. By chaylev, it's eshel achila b'lei hagbo, if somebody else picked it up and stuck it in his mouth. So that's also achila b'lei hagbo. So now, yesh l'adon over here. If the Gemara is talking mitzad the mitzias, that the mitzias, it's eshel achila, the Gemara's distinction over here is a distinction of mitzias. In Shabbos, the mitzias is you can't go down if you go up. And a chayil of the mitzias is that you can have an achila without a hagbah. So could the Gemara really answer that, yeah, you can have an achila without a hagbah if somebody else did the hagbah? So what? At the end of the day, the mitzias, you have to have a hagbah in order to have an achila. What's the difference if I have to do the Hagbah or he has to do the Hagbah? The Mitzias of the Achila requires the Hagbah. And from the moment that the Hagbah happens, it's Aschalom, it's Aschalom the Achila. He's Achila Chlom. What's the difference? If the Gemara is, if we're not saying a difference in Hilchas Shabbos, if that in Hilchas Shabbos Akir is part of the Malach, if we're just saying Achila Kemetzias, that Mitzias Hanocha needs Akira, but Achila doesn't need Hagbah. So Taisa says there's another way to explain why the Mitzias Achila doesn't need Hagbah, because you could have an Achila and have somebody else do the Hagbah. What's the difference? So if somebody else does it, but the Mitzias is that Achila needs Hagbah. So the Achila began. So the moment that there's a Hagbah, Yes, so I guess in that case it won't be Kimli Rabbinic because the other fellow is not the one who's doing. But where he does the Akbar, the Etzim is Nitzchuk to the Mitzias of the Achila. Tais is giving an alternative to Yiboy Gochen Vachel. But Tais says, you don't forget Yiboy Vachel, even if it wouldn't be true that Yiboy Gochen Vachel, even if Achila would actually need a Akbar but Mitzias, but somebody else could do it. So that's enough that it's called Lachila Bolay Akbar. Why? It still needs the Achila needs Akbar. Doesn't have to be. I don't have to do it, but the achila needs a hagbah, so the hagbah is b'mitzvah is part of the is nitzruch to the, it's necessary to the achila.
That's the whole point of making it one ma'aser. The guy when picks it up, that starts the ma'aser achila. If someone else picking up, he's not doing the ma'aser achila.
Just saying, maybe it's not mechuchnos. What I want to bring out from this taisus is that maybe this taisus is siyua. That taisus learns al derech damban. That the gemara is saying a word mitzad the lumbus. That by akir and anocha, mitzad by akir and anocha. The Akira is part of the Chil Shabbos. In Chil Shabbos, you need Akira. Vashenke Machelev, the Hagbah is not part of the Machayev of Achilas Chelev. V'haray, if somebody else did the Hagbah, it'd also be Chayev. So that's a Raya, that the Hagbah is not part of the Machayev. So you say maybe it's not Muchluch. Maybe Loyal and Taisus holds not like their mind. Maybe Loyal and Taisus holds that we're talking here Mitzad the Mitzias. But the Taisus saying even Mitzad the Mitzias, it has to be, the Mitzias has to be that I can't do Achila unless I do the Hagbah. So then my Hagbah, it's already called that I'm a Hiluch Lomus. But if somebody else could do the Hagbah for me, then doing the Hagbah doesn't make me into a Hiluch Lomus because it's not part of the Mais, it's not connected to the Mais Achila. You could be right, maybe it's not Muchuch. Maybe it's not Muchuch. Anyway, I think though that Taisus has to hold like the Ramban, because you look at Taisus later on, Taisus when he talks about when he talks about the Gemara by Gonav Kis, Taisus Hokanami. The second line towards the end. Taisus addressing the Ramban's kasha, the kasha of the Ramban also, yes. That the Gemara, by going of kiss, the Gemara says, let's say, Akira Tzarech Hanocha. So why are you chayef? Why do we say, but when you picked up the kiss, that the Chiyav Gzela came before the Chiyav Mammon, the Gemara asked, let's say, Akira Tzarech Hanocha, to frek Taisus. What do you mean? He could have been Megarav Yotze. It's Efshar L'Akira, it's Efshar L'Anocha B'Lo Akira, because he could have been Megarav Yotze. Says Taisus. It's very similar to Ramban. Afagav the Efshar B'Gera. Kach li Akira Zuka, my Akira Acheres. De Mikol Moka, my Isrim Maskel Mishasak Bo. De Mo Ya Akira Is Akira, Lo Yoyim Is Chayi B'Anocha. Nim Tz Akira, Gai Rem Is Achiyuv. V'yad Shas Anocha, Moshe Chachiyuv. Yeah, maybe this itself is ambivalent. I'm not so sure what to say. Maybe this Taisus itself could be read two ways. Taisus says again. I don't know how much I already saw. So what's going on in this Gemara? The Gemara says, I'm going to quote a Mishnah. I think it's a Mishnah. Hagoynev kis b'shabes chayev shkvanes chayev b'gneiv b'koyidim shiyovil d'isus skilo. Hayimegarav yoytzi poter shis b'shabes b'gneiv b'boim keechot. V'yamai hachanami neima hagbot tzorech hayzoi. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara that they're addressing. The Mishnah says that if you pick up, if somebody's stealing a kiss, he picks it up, carries it out, puts it down in Shusar Abim, he has to pay. I is Kimli Drabinai. It's not Kimli Drabinai. The Chiyuv Neva came first when he picked it up. The Chiyuv Misa was only when he put it down. If it was Megarav Yotzei, then when he crosses the threshold, everything happens at the same time, then there's Kimli Drabinai. That's the Mishnah. In fact, the Gemara, even in the first case where he picked it up, but we should say, Kointer of Abim, why don't we say Akir Tzarek Hanoch? That's the Gemara. In fact, Tosis, we already saw this Kash in the Ramban. What's the Gemara's Kash? We already saw in the Lishna Kama. But we already saw in the Lishna Kama that we only say Rabban's halacha that Akir Tzarech Hanocha, where the Akir was necessary to the Hanocha. But over here, the Akir is not necessary to the Hanocha because he could have been Megarav Yotzei. So Rabban answered, but what's the difference? But in Hilchos Shabbos, the Akir is part of the Malacha. That's called Akir Tzarech Hanocha. What's the difference? This Akir, that Akir, an Akir picking it up, an Akir being Megarav Yotzei. In Hilchos Shabbos, you need to have an Akira. In this particular case, when he picked it up, that was the Akira. He could have done a different Akira. But the Maisi, this Akira is part of the Melech HaShabbos. So, Chara, that's what Taish is saying as well. That's what he's saying as well. But who I didn't have it? Where did it go? After got the Efshir B'Gvero, even though you didn't have to pick it up, you could have dragged it out. So what? Kach li Akira Zuka Ma Akira Cheres Demikom O Kama Isir Maslim Mishas Hagbo. The Isir begins from the Hagbo. Demo Ya'achir Oysa Akira Lo Yoyim Is Chayi Banoch. If somebody else would pick it up, he wouldn't be chayef for the Hanocha. So you see, what's Taisa saying? The Isser starts with the Akira. But if somebody else did the Akira, he wouldn't be chayef. You see, the Isser starts with the Akira. The Lashon Taisa Takamashna, we're going mitzad the Isser, not mitzad the Metzias. Taisa doesn't say, the Metzias. Yeah, no, it's Taka very close, Taisa. He says, what's the difference if he did? He could have been Megarav Yotzei. But the Maisa, when does the Isser start? The Isser starts by the Akira. Why is this? How do you know this starts by the Akira? Because if somebody else would do the Akira, he wouldn't be chayev. So you see, the Issa starts with the Akira. If the Issa starts with the Akira, then it's Akira Tzarech Hanocha. What do I care that he could have done some other? He didn't have to. He could have been Megarav Yotzei. But the Maisa, the Issa Shabbos right now starts with the Akira. It's Mefurish and Taisus that Akira Tzarech Hanocha has to do with the fact, like very much like the Ramban, with not the Metzias of that going down needs to cut. That in order to have Hanocha, you have to have the Metzias of going up. That's not true. You can be Megarav Yotzei. Smashman Taisus that we're talking mitzad Hilchos Shabbos. If somebody else did the Akira, I wouldn't be chayiv. And Taisus stresses, therefore, you see what? That the Isser starts with the Akira. And if the Isser starts with the Akira, that makes it Akira Tzarech Hanocha. What is Isser? Who was talking about Isser? Talking about Metzias. You see, in Taisus, no. That's the word of Akira Tzarech Hanocha. Yefshel Hanocha B'lo Akira means that the Akira is part of the Isser. That's a good terminology. The Akira is part of the Isser. So I think in this Taisus it's certainly Mistayer. The Taisus also Derech Neramban that a Yeshu Anocha B'le Akira means not just the Messias, but Mitzad the Issa Shabbai. The Issa starts with the Akira, not by the Anocha. Yeah, but Taisus is not going to tell me you alum the stam for the sake of alumnus. When he has a kasha, then it comes up.
Well, he didn't say, was his teretz that my assumption was wrong? Or was his teretz that in this case you have something which is perhaps just as good?
Okay, we're back here. Maybe. We'll get to it. Maybe. maybe. But let's hold off for that because I'm gonna get to that on my own way. Yeah.
Tosa Rosh presents the answer of Tosa. See, as me sounds like it's when the when there's the Isser, when that Kira is involved in the Isser, then we won't care about the fact that it's Efsher Begrera. It's only when that Kira is not the beginning of the Isser, then we'll
okay,
care
okay,
about
it. Okay, we'll see. Hold that Tosa Rosh because we're going to need it. On the other hand, so what do we have so far? Just to sum up, we have a chakira. What's pshat in lishnakama? Is listening at the edge. What's pshat in lishnakama's distinction? Is lishnakama saying a distinction in mitzias? That by Shabbos, by mitzias, you have to go up in order to go down. By chelim, if you don't have that mitzias, you go up and mochel. Or is the Gemara saying a chilik in lomdus? That in hilchos Shabbos, the akira is part of the issa. Like the lashon of Taisus, the issa starts by the akira, and by chelim, the issa doesn't start by the hagbah. So we have two rishonim who seem to indicate that the Gemara's distinction is mitzad the lomdus. That in Hilchos Shabbos the issa starts by the akira, and they explain that they both of them say it in the same place when they're explaining the megara v'yotze. That the Gemara says akira tzarech hanocha when you picked up the kiss, and they both ask, what do you mean? You didn't have to pick up the kiss, but mitzias, you didn't have to pick up the kiss. You could have just been megara v'yotze, and you would still been chayav for Shabbos. And they both answer, but so what? But the issa started by the akira. Both Tosfos and Rabban, that's what they answer. The issa starts by the akira. That makes akira tzarech hanocha. So the chayav hamisbakish is that's the difference to chaylev. By chaylev, it's not the akira, but it's not the hagbah that makes the issa. The hagbah has nothing to do with the issa. And I say, what does the Gemara want with the boy goch and bachel? The Gemara doesn't mean in the mitzias. The Gemara means it b'derech haychok, like we were daik in the Rabban. That since by chaylev the mitzias, since by chaylev if you would be goch and bachel, you would be chayev anyway. The point is not you could eat without being magbia. The point is that if you did eat without being magbia, you'd be chayiv anyway. So you see, the hagbah is not nitzrich to the chiyuv. That's what we read. That's how we read the Ramban. Mashen kim oichel chaylev. The inami gochel moichel mechayiv. Even if you be gochel moichel, you would still be chayiv. V'lav mishum hagbah. So you see that the hagbah doesn't create the chiyuv. Ramban seems to be very clear that way. And l'chor, that's what seems to emerge from Taisus as well. And I thought that stems very well with what we saw also in Taisus. That if somebody else could do it, that's enough to call it that it's efsher b'lav hachi. If somebody else could do the hagbah, that's also called that it's not akir tzarech hanocha, because somebody else could do the hagbah. Right? Says, you don't have to come out to gochen machel. Somebody else could do the hagbah. I also would be chayiv for the chayla. So you also see that it's efsher that the achila didn't need the hagbah. What do you mean didn't need the hagbah? The mitzvah still needed the hagbah. So you want to be doiche, but once we have that this is the Mahalach of Tosis, the Chor is very, that would be the Derech HaMelech, that's what Tosis means. At the even if I would need to pick it up in order to do the Achilles Achilev, and we wouldn't have the case of Goch and Vachel. Tosis, but I could still, the Gemara could still make the distinction. If somebody else picks up the Achilev and I eat it, would I be Chayev? Obviously I would. So you see the Dekir is not part of the Isser. You see the Hagbah rather is not part of the Isser Achilev. Mashenke by Shabbos, if somebody else would do the akira, I would not be chayav. So you see that the akira is part of the issur. I think really the two taisus go together. The taisus that said that the Gemara could just as well have distinguished who had din davi motzul lemeima, the first line that we read in taisus, who din davi motzul lemeima the eshel achila b'lo yagbok v'netochel lechaveroi, and the second line of taisus that we read later on, where taisus says that by Shabbos, if somebody else would do the akira, I wouldn't be chayav, and therefore it's not called akira that. And therefore, it's still a tzarech hanocha. I think the two things, the two toises, they go together. That's the distinction. By chaylev, if somebody else did the hagbah, would I be chayev for eating the chaylev? Of course I would. So you see that the isser is not for the hagbah. The isser is only for the achila. Mashenke and Meshabbos, if somebody else did the akira, would I be chayev for the hanocha? No, I would not. So you see that the akira is part of the isser. The isser begins with the akira. That's gufa what. And that's Tosis L'chor is learning, and that's how the Ramban L'chor is learning, but that's good for the distinction the Gemara is making in the Lishna Kama. Interestingly, the Ritva, I think the Ritva has a different mahalach. The Ritva says Gemara says, what's the nafka mina between Lishtakam and Lishna Basra? We haven't talked yet about Lishna Basra so much, but we saw the Lishna Basra in the Gemara. The Gemara says, what's the nafka mina between Lishtakam and Lishna Basra? The Gemara says, Mavrisakin. It says the Ritva, the Gemara could have said another nafka mina. A nafka mina by Achilas Chalev. The Gemara says, nafka mina by Shabbos. The Gemara could have said a nafka mina by Chalev. What would be the nafka mina? The mina would be the following. Let's say Reuven put Chalev into Shimon's mouth. And Shimon ate it. According to him, the chunyim at Akana would be chayv, would be potter to pay for the chaylev. Says the Ritva, that's enough community to Mustakama and Lishna Basra. The field of Lishna Kama, he'd be potter. Because even though you can eat something with Gochen V'Ochel, you could eat without Agbah, but you can't eat without Achnasa Lepiv. So the Achnasa Lepiv is certainly Nitzrach for the Chiz, is certainly, that's already Iyafsha. The Achnasa Lepiv is necessary for the Achila. Since the Achnasa Lepiv is necessary for the Achila, so may Ahi Shaita, from when the Chayla was put into Shimon's mouth, I think he's talking area 8. It was the very beginning. The Pasha the case, he doesn't say any Gali Deyat Chak or something. The Pasha the case, Reuven put the Chayla into Shimon's mouth, in the front of Shimon's mouth, Shimon now swallows it willingly, and says there, Tvod Lefilu Lishna Kamo, he's potter, Kimli Ramine, because he efsher Lachila B'le Achnosu Lepiv. Shaking coin to Lishna Basra, but it's Yochel Hadurei. It's not irrevocable, you could still spit out. It's Yochel Hadurei, so that's already not called that's not called Akir Tzarech. It's not called it's not united, it's still separate. And then he goes on, he says, hi, what about the Gemara before in the previous Omelet? The Gemara in the previous Omelet said for Dovah Poshet that if Reuben put the chaylim into Shimon's mouth and Shimon could spit it out, then there's no Kimli Rabinei because Yibarele Hadurei. Says the Ritva, the Gemara in the previous Talmud is going like the Lishna Basra, that it has to be irrevocable, irretrievable. But according to Lishna Kama, the Gemara had no problem. The Gemara didn't have to say anything. Reuven put the chaylev into Shimon's mouth. Stop right there. At that point, it's the Efsher, the Chiyum Misa begins, because he can't swallow it without Achnas Lepiv. And Mimela, this Kimle the Rabbinic. That kind of Ritva, the Ritva is the same thing. First of all, without even thinking any lumbus, it's mamas the opposite of Taisus. Taisus said that if somebody else could do, if it tochav chaver b'teich piv, if I could eat chaylev with somebody else putting it in my mouth, Taisus said that's called that it's not a tzarech hanocha. The fact that if somebody else could do it for me makes it not a tzarech hanocha, or not a tzarech ha'achilo. I mean, Taisus talking about dagma, true, but just the fact that if somebody else could do it for me, that's enough to make it that it's not part of the achilo. And the Ritva is talking about somebody else doing it. And he says, at the end of the day, since it's not gochen, it's not, you know, I could be gochen ochel, but I can't get into my stomach without going through my mouth. So even though somebody else might, I can have somebody else put it there, but since at the end of the day it has to be in my mouth, it has to be put in my mouth, or it has to be in my mouth to get to my stomach, the Ritva says that's enough to call it, that's enough to make it that it's a tzarech achil. It's a tzarech achil. What's Ritva talking about? Yeah, I mean, I can say that I can ask this in many different ways. First of all, what does he mean? You can't go into his stomach, can't go into Shimon's stomach without going through Shimon's mouth. But Shimon doesn't have to. But it could go into Shimon's stomach without Shimon having to do any mice of putting it in his mouth. Reuven could put it in his mouth. Reuven could push it all the way down, and Shimon would still be chayav for the achilah, especially if it was beratzon. It's true that it can't get to his stomach, can't get to Shimon's stomach without going through Shimon's mouth. But does Shimon have to do any ma'aseh in order to, you know, any ma'aseh in order for it to get to his stomach? No, Reuven could do the whole ma'aseh. Reuven could be tochav loy all the way down to even at the area seat. All the rishonim say, including the Ritva and the Ra, that if it was beratzon, even if Reuven pushed it all the way down to area C and to his where place was any yochel adurei, Shimon would still be chayav misa. The chiyav misa is not because shekeinena. The chiyav misa does not require any action on Shimon's part. So what do the Ritva and the Ra mean when they say that it's since can't go to his stomach without going to his mouth? It's called It's called that it's a Efshalach Kilo Beloy Nesina Lepiv. It's not true. It's Efshalach Kilo Beloy Nesina Lepiv Al Yidei Shimon. Shimon doesn't have to do Nesina Lepiv for it to get to his stomach. Reuben could do the whole thing. Could be tochavloy the whole way, and Shimon will still have an achila with a chiyuv. Moreover, does the Ritva mean to suggest that the nesina lepiv is part of the iser? Where we saw in the Ramban and Tosfos, the pshat and akir tzarechanoch is that the akir is part of the iser, and that's the chiluk between chaylev and Eitzel Shabbos. That by Shabbos the akir is part of the iser, by chaylev the hagbah is not part of the iser. That comes along the Ritva, they say, but the Nesina Lepiv, that's already Nitzrach to the Achil, that's a Tzarech Achilah. Do they mean to say that that's part of the Issa? If he was hazed by the Nesina Lepiv and Shogug by the Achilah, would he be put in that carbon? Because it's not Shogug with Chilah Batsoif? It's only talking about it, it's only told in the Achilah. I think you see in the Ritva and the Ra'ah that they held that we're talking here mitzvah the Mitzvahs. You don't need the love. You don't need that to be part of the Issa. That's how they read the Gemara about the Gemara's Kasha from Gon of Chalev. That you see from the Gemara that in order to be called Yefshul Hanocha B'lo Yakira, in order for it to be called B'vasachas, in order to be called Oilech Lomos, I don't need that the Hagbah should be part of the Issa. All I need is that it should be necessary, the Mitzias, for the Hagbah to happen. If the Mitzias, the Hagbah is necessary for the Achila, then that's Oilech Lomos. And if the Mitzias, you could have an Achil without a Hagbah, he's not a Hilach Lomas. So the Gemara says the Hagbah is not necessary for Mitzias, because he's Vayigachin Va'achil. Says the Ritva, but the Nesina Lepiv, that's necessary for Mitzias to the Achil. I, Shimon, could do it for Reuben. Ritva holds, what's the difference? Who cares who does it? Doesn't matter if Reuben does it or Shimon does it. But is the Nesina Lepiv necessary? The stage of Nesina Lepiv. I don't care if it's Aliyah Reuben, I don't care if it's Aliyah Shimon. But the being Vitaych Piv, is that necessary for the achila? B'mitzias? About it yet. There's no other way in. There's no other route into his stomach except through his mouth. So b'mitzias, it's necessary to the mitzias of the achila to have the mitzias of Nesina L'Teich Piv. So at the moment of Nesina L'Teich Piv, he's a Hilach Lomos. And that's enough to make it cumulative avenue. And the Gemara that says the otherwise before is Taka going like Lishna Bas, not like Lishna Kama. I think what I see here is there's a machlokes here between the Chora, between Tosfos and the Ramban on the hand, and the Ritva and the Ra'ah on the other hand. First of all, the machlokes, Tosfos and the Ritva, just into technical details, something that has to be done but could be done by somebody else. Is that called Efshur or Yefshur? Is that called something that's necessary to the Chila or not necessary to the Chila? Tosfos is fair, something that has to be done but somebody else could do it is not necessary to the Chila. Who had done that? The Gemara could have said, yes, there has to be a Hagbah maybe, but somebody else could do it. That makes it Efshar. That separates it from the Achilah. You could get away, you could have an Achilah without a Hagbah, because you could delegate it to somebody else. Delegating it to somebody else means you could do without it. And the Tvas is punkt verkehrt, that the Nesina Lepiv is part of the Achilah. It's called already Hailuch Lomos. It's already Kimli Dramine, according to Lishna Kama. Because you need somebody to put it into his mouth. He maybe doesn't have to do it himself, but it has to be put in his mouth. That's called Iyasher. That's already something that's necessary to the Achilah. What do you mean? But you could delegate it to somebody else. We talk about Chaveroi. What's the difference? Somebody else could do it. You could delegate it to somebody else, but you can't not have it at all. There has to be a Nesina L'Tachpiv. Hagbah, you don't have to have it all, because Gokhan Ochel. But Nesina L'Tachpiv, one way or another, there has to be a Nesina L'Tachpiv. So Mali Hu Mali Acher, but it's necessary b'mitzias to the Achila to have a Nesina L'Tachpiv. That makes it cool. That's enough to make it the Haskalas Achila. So just on a technical level, there's a machlekes here between the Ritva and Tosfos. Something that needs to be done, but it doesn't have to be done by me, is that called that it's Efshur, or is that called that it's Efshur? Tosfos holds that's called that it's what? Something that needs to be done, but somebody else could do it. That's called it's necessary to the Chilo or not necessary to the Chilo in Tosfos. Not necessary. And the Ritva says that's called that it is necessary. That's a technical difference. But the Chor, that's rooted in a deeper difference, how to understand the whole Vort of the Lishna Kama. And the Havon of the Lishna Kama. Tosfos, the Chor, understands the Lishna Kama. Out there, the Ramban. The Lishna Kama is saying that the idea of the Yesh Lenocha B'lo Yakiro is that the Isser starts by the Yakiro. The Hagbah is not part of the Isser, v'harayi gochen v'achol. Since you could be gochen v'achol, you see that's not part of the Isser. So Taisa says anything that somebody else could do for me is not part of the Isser. Because if it was part of the Isser, I'd have to do it myself. So therefore Taisa holds, if somebody else could put it in my mouth, that's not part of the Isser. Masha Enke in the Ritva apparently holds that the Gemara is not talking mitzad the Haskalah says. The Gemara is talking about Mitzias. Whatever is necessary to the Mitzias, that's already the prelude to the Chiyuv Misa, and he's a Hilach Lomos. And whatever is not necessary to Mitzias, it's not a Hilach Lomos. And that's how the Ritva understood the Lishna Kamad. The Kamad is saying a Chilach Mitzias. By Akira and Anocha, but Mitzias, you can't have Anocha without an Akira. And by Chilach, but Mitzias, you could have an Achilas Chilach without a Hagbah. Says the Ritva, but Mitzias, you can't have an Achilas Chilach without a Nesim Lepiv. So by the Nesim Lepiv, he's already a Hilach Lomos. I, the Nesim Lepiv, somebody else could do, what's the difference? But the Maisel, the Nesim Lepiv has to happen. So that's the prelude to the Achila. B'metzias, that's the prelude to the Achila. At the moment of Nesim Lepiv, Mali Hu Mali Acher, but at the moment of Nesim Lepiv, he's a Hilach Lomos. That's enough to make it Kimli Dravin.
Could you add Rebbeinu Tam into the discussion? Rebbeinu Tam,
yeah, Menasech Tzarech, right. Very good. Tosis brings from... Tosis brings from, maybe I can mention now. Tosis, in fact, I think I have it in my crib notes over here right now, Rabbeinu Tam. Tosis brings from Rabbeinu Tam, I don't know if I saw the Tosis yet, but probably didn't, I don't think I even told them to do that Tosis yet. Tosis says from Rabbeinu Tam, I'll just tell you now a kisser. Tosis from Rabbeinu Tam, the case that I talked to you before, somebody was Magbia wine, somebody else's wine, he stole somebody's wine and he was Menasech at Avodah Zarah. So there's a shayla that you say over there also, that there's a... So there's a Gemara there. Yirmiyah says that Yechayev for the stealing the wine, because the stealing the wine came before the Nisuch. Taisus wants this, the Rebbeinu Tam holds that Gemara is Chaylik and Rav Avin, because according to Rav Avin, the Hagbah is a Tzorech Nisuch, because he came to Nisuch without a Hagbah. The Eshel Hagbah below Nisuch. The same in the Gemara, if he says the Eshel Anach below Akira, so the Eshel Nisuch below Hagbah, how could you pour the wine if you didn't pick it up? So the according to Rav Avin, Rebbeinu Tam says, according to Rav Avin, you would be potter from the Taisus, at least according to Lishna Kama. You would be potter from the, you wouldn't have to pay for the wine, because when you picked it up, that was a tzorech of the nisuch. He eshel hagbah below nisuch. But mitzias, that might be true, but in lomdus is the hagbah part of the chiyuv misa of avodah zarah. Somebody else picked it up for me and put it in my hand, and I was menasech. I wouldn't be chayef for nisuch. So it's not chayef. A lot of the chayef. So you see, Rabbeinu Tam also is on the side of the ritva and the ra'ah that the eshel hagbah below nisuch is mitzad mitzias. Not that that's not scholar says. We're going to stop at this point, but I want to flag, if you look at the Ritva, because it's going to be a problem. If you look at the Ritva, by the Ritva by Gon of Kis, where the Gemara says, you know, Gon of Kis also, the Gemara says, why don't we say over there also Akira Tzorech Hanocha? And the Ritva also asks the same question that Tosfos and the Rabbani ask. What are you talking about? He could have been Megara V'Yotze. The Mitzias doesn't have to pick it up in order to put it down. He could have been Megara V'Yotze. The Ritva answers Tosfos' answer. Same answer as Tosfos and the Rabbani. It doesn't matter, but the Issa started by the Akira. Oh, that's a wrench in the works. What's going on? The Ritva holds that Akir Tzorech Hanocha has to do with the Mitzias. And yet when it comes to that Gemara about going of Kis, the Ritva himself says the same as Taisin Rambam. So take a look also at the Ra'ah and that Gemara. The Ra'ah addresses it. The Ra'ah addresses it very, so we'll see an extra connection in the Ra'ah. Okay.